It was a cloudy, sultry afternoon. The seamen were lazily lounging about the decks or vacantly gazing over into the lead-colored waters. Queequeg and I were mildly employed weaving what is called a sword mat for an additional lashing to our boat. So still and subdued, and yet somehow preluding was all the scene. And such an incantation of reverie lurked in the air that each silent sailor seemed resolved into his own invisible self. Thus we were weaving and weaving away when I started, at a sound so strange, long-drawn and musically wild and unearthly. I stood, gazing up at the clouds whence that voice dropped like a wing. High aloft in the cross trees was that mad Tashtego. As he stood, hovering over you, half suspended in the air, so wildly and eagerly peering towards the horizon, you would have thought him some prophet or seer beholding the shadows of fate, and by those wild cries announcing their coming. There she blows! There! She blows! She blows!